We should start, we'll start the shiur. Okay, so first of all, there's a connection in this week's parashas to Rish Chodesh, actually. A little bit unknown, the connection to Rish Chodesh. Right, Ari, there's a connection to this week's parashas to Rish Chodesh? It's a good trivia question to ask your kids. So I'll tell you what it is. The Gemara in a couple of places, Sanhedrin, and the Gemara is in Bava Basra Daf Ayin Daled, Rabbi Baba Chana was going through the desert, and there was an Arab there, and the Arab says, let me show you Zluya Kairach. Okay, so basically he comes to the area, and he takes a spear and puts on the top of the spear a wet ball of yarn, and he puts it deep into the ground, and when he pulls it out, it was singed. And basically the Arab says, this is where the Bluya Kairach were. And if you put your ear to the ground, you'll hear them saying, Moshe Emes v'Teras Emes, which I'm going to revisit. I want to come back to that. They said, Moshe Emes v'Teras Emes. And every 30 days, they come back to this spot, exact spot, and you can hear them saying, if you put the ear to the ground, you can hear them saying, Moshe Emes v'Teras Emes. And the Rashbam over there says, every Reish Chodesh, they say, Moshe Emes v'Teras Emes. It's Sanhedrin, out in the Sugi of Kairach, it's around Kofyud. And then Baba Basra is Ayin Daled. Yeah. So, anyways, Rish Chodesh is, we say it in davening. Rosh Chodesh Amam Chanasot is Zman Kapar L'Chodeshim. It's a day of repentance. It's a day of tshuva. It's a day of Zikaron L'Kulam Yehu. It's when we get judged in some way. So every 30 days, the Bluya Kayach come to that spot and say, Moshe Emes V'Teras Emes. I want to actually explain what that means. Moshe Emes V'Teras Emes. It's interesting. The Gemara gives a mashal. Every 30 days, they come back to this spot. Kibasa B'Kalachas. Like a pot of cholent. Sometimes the meat's on top, you let it cook a few more hours, the meat's on the bottom, then it cooks a few more hours, the meat comes back on top. That's more lush. My hargosha is, I don't have a good way to explain it, but it's interesting. On a simple story, we throw kids up and down, like the boss of the kalachas, and we say, Moshe Emes or Teresh Emes. Very interesting. Anyways, so when you go through these parshas, it's very difficult, exactly what the issues are at hand. The Torah is very brief, exactly what was Kairach's taina. It's not clear. Torah doesn't say, you know, clearly what you have to learn the Chumash really well, and you got to look at the Gemaras and Rishonim, and it's just, at the end of the day, it doesn't come out so clear. What was Kairach after? What did he want? So, you know, Kairach had to have been a great person. You know, the Arizal says, Tzadik HaTomi Yifrach is Soif Teres Kairach. And Rashi says that Kairach, you know, realize that he's going to be the great-great-grandfather of Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi says, Maisha Am B'Chayanav, Shmuel B'Karishmai. So Kairach was a great person, a very big person. You can't challenge Maisha Bing's authority unless you're somebody who could challenge authority. In fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that same Gemara says over there, the famous Gemara, that Kairach's wife got him into trouble. The wife of Oyim Ben Peles, the wife of Amitab saved him. She made a very logical argument. She says, what are you gaining from this whole fight? Either Kairach is going to win, he's going to be the Rebbe of Klai Yisrael, and you're going to be a Talmud. Or Moshe Rabbeinu is going to win, he's going to be the Rebbe of Klai Yisrael, and you're going to be the Talmud. But from that Lashon, it's clear that Kairach would have been the leader of Klai Yisrael. Right? She said, if Kairach wins, he's going to be the leader of Klai Yisrael. He's going to be the Rebbe, and you're going to be the Talmud. So from there, it's mashma that he was challenging Moshe Rabbeinu as the leader of Klai Yisrael. The Psukim seem to say a little bit different. The Psukim seem to say he was after the Kahuna, or maybe the Kahuna Gedolah. Now, Rashi in the beginning of the parasha says that, so you have to separate what was his initial motivation, and then what, at the end of the day, what was his claim. So Rashi says the initial motivation was he was jealous. He was from Sheva Kahas, he was from Sheva Levi. Levi had three children, Geshem, Kahas, and Merari. Kahas had four children, Amram, Yitzrin, Chetzrin, and Uziel. These are the four. So Amram's children became the Melech, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Melech. His next son became the Kohen Gadol. Okay, so Amram was taken care of. Amram, Yitzhar, Chetzroin, and Uziel. Now Yitzhar, Elitzafan ben Uziel, was another first cousin of Moshe Rabbeinu. He became the Nasi of Sheva Kahas. And and Kairach was Kairach ben Yitzhar. So we skipped Kairach. We skipped Yitzhar. They were all first cousins. Moshe, Ari, Kairach ben Yitzhar, and Elitzafan ben Uziel. They were all first cousins. And they skipped over Kairach's to give his younger first cousin a shtela before him and a position before him. That's what made him jealous. That's what Rashi says. So that's what motivated him. But what was his actual claim? That, again, that's not exactly clear. You know, there's a nice word that they say. It was Kairach. Who was on Kairach's side? Dasha and Aviram, they came from Shevet Reuven. What was their claim? Ibn Ezra says they didn't like that that we didn't consider Reuven the Bechor anymore. We considered Yosef the Bechor. The Ramban has some questions. But it seems that Korach had one type of claim. Dasan and Aviram had another claim. There were people from Bnei Levi. They also had a problem. Each one on their side, they weren't really all on the same page if you look at the Psukim. Dasan and Aviram, is that going to have the same claim as Korach? That's what I'm going to say. But so the Velsa like this. I saw it in three places. This is where I saw the Nine Melinella, the Malbim, and the Kliyakar. The Mishnah says that what's the Machlekes L'Shem Shemayim? Hillel versus Shammai. This is L'Shem Shemayim. What's called the Machlekes Shalai L'Shem Shemayim? Kairach V'Adasi. What do you mean Kairach?
Should make Kairach with
Yeah, should make Kairach with Maisha. That says even within Kairach they weren't on the same page. That's how you know it's not L'Shem Shemayim. An Israeli coalition. So anyway, so what I'm trying to say is it's not so clear what the times were. But Korach wanted the Kohen Gadolah. And there's another thing Rashi says. Rashi says that he brings the Medrash, and that's, by the way, the connection to last week's Parsha. What's the connection from last week's Parsha to this week's Parsha? So in the beginning of the Parsha, the Ramban Ibn Ezra wants to know, when did this happen? So the Ibn Ezra says it happened really early in the Torah when HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated the Levim from the Bechayrim, right? The Levim became the Masharsim. So, but Ramban says no. We generally muktim u'mukhav Torah. The Torah is in chronological order. This happened right at the Meragim. Meaning, Korach knew was upset at Moshe Rabbeinu, but he waited for an opportune time. When he found an opportune time, he attacked. When was the opportune time? When the Jews have found out they're going to be in the Midrash for the next 38 years. So there was some unhappiness among Kaisel. That's when Korach struck. Rashi says the connection to last week's parasha is very simple. It says, Dabu Bnei Silva Mata Lemesu Umtzitzis. And what did Korach say to Moshe Rabbeinu? He brought a talus, a four-cornered garment, came to the Beis Medrash with a four-cornered blue garment to the Beis Medrash. He said, do I have to put tzitzis on these? Moshe Rabbeinu said, Avada, yes. He said, so Korach says, I don't understand. If you have a talus, a white talus, one thread discharges the mitzvah. I have a talus shetchulit tchelis. What do I need this whole thing for? What do I need to put threads on it? And therefore he made a mockery of the Torah. Okay? So again, we're merging with different things. He was jealous of his first cousin. That's Rashi Mi in the parasha. Later, the Chumash says, Ubi kashtem gam kuhuna. You also want to be a kohen? It seems to be he was after the kahuna. It seems to be he was also, from the Gemara's Lashon, he wanted to be the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. And now we see that he's mocking Torah Shema Peh. So again, it's hard to exactly know what the central point was, but again, the motivation started from jealousy. That's what Rashi Mi in the parasha says. Very, very interesting. Anyways, what I want to focus on today is this idea of...
The whole idea is, when it's not MS, so you bring many small things. It's only,
that's true.
He said about Netanyahu, if it was a little judge...
If you guys didn't need Netanyahu,
400 witnesses.
Right. Anyway, so like this. So it says he brought a talus of tchelus. Okay, so the Rabbeinu Bechaya says... It wasn't just a question on a talus of tchelis. Rabbeinu Bechaya says it was also a shrouded remez. A shrouded remez is, he says, v'korech mirov kosmosi shalos elu, because he's trying to say like this, if you have a complete talus of blue wool, everything is holy. Meaning, when you have a white talus, one blue thread is going to remind you about, is going to discharge a mitzvah. But if everything is blue, you don't need something special. So he was telling Klal Yisrael, if Klal Yisrael had a bunch of people that were not holy, then we need one person like Moshe Rabbeinu to be a leader. So the argument of the talus kulat tchelis was me'ain what Korach was after. Okay, but I want to focus a little bit more on this idea. So it comes out according to this, he was mocking the Torah itself, Korach. So I want to read to you something the Rambam says on this parasha. The Rambam is in Pirshei Mishnayos Techelek. There, the Rambam enumerates the 13, the Ikrim. The Shleisha Ikrim, the Ani Mamim that we say. Okay, so the Rambam has a big Arichos over there. It's very beautiful, it's very kedai to see, but it's literally a mitzvah to learn it. It's the 13 articles of faith that we believe in. So the Rambam says in Pirshei Mishnayos, you have to believe the Torah is Mina Shemayim. V'hu Shenamen, I would like to read it to you. Ki kol ha-Torah azayis, the Torah that we have it. Hanasuna de Moshe Rabbeinu, shikula mipi ha-Gvur. We have to believe that everything in the Old Testament. Everything that we have in Chumash is Moshe Mipi Agvura. Chloy Meshagi Lekul Meis Hashem Yisbarach. Hashem somehow communicated it. It says Vaydaber Hashem. It doesn't mean Hashem spoke like a human being speaks. Hashem is not physical. But the Rambam says, however, Be'inya Shrik Adar Shele Dibor. However Hashem spoke, he communicated with Moshe Rabbeinu. Vuhu Koisev Kolam Urus Hayamim. He wrote down everything. Asipurim Vamitzus. That's why Moshe called him Mechaykek, the cipher. The Ein Hefesh. The Rambam writes, there is no difference from the pasuk Uvenei Cham Kush Umitzrayim. The children of Cham is Kush and Mitzrayim. So when you learn Chumash, you're like, who cares? Well, I need to know which people live in Africa now. Like Chas Shalom, you have to understand that every pasuk in the Torah is important and has a message. V'shem ishte mei kavel. It says that the certain person in the Torah, his wife's name is mad kavel. Mei zog. V'timna hoisik lakshay. The Torah says that there was a concubine of Eliphaz named Timna. And you learn, like, who cares? No, Rambam says, there's no difference between those psukim, bein anoichi Hashem lekecha, and Shema Yisrael. Ki akol mi pi agvur v'akakol, Torah Hashem tamima v'kedusha v'emes. Okay, I'm going to skip down. And he says, anyone who says there's some main parts of the Torah and there's some tuffle to the Torah, that's literally kafira. And then he writes, Ukamaikim Pirush HaTorah Makobo, which is what we call Torah Shvapeh. Gam Kimi Pir Gura. Vizeh Shonu Oysa Yen Tav Sukkah. This day we have something called a Sukkah. What's a Sukkah? The Torah says, Basukkah Station, make a hut. How do we know what a hut is? It has to have certain amount of walls. It has to have a certain type of schach. The schach can't be makabel tumah. The schach has to be gedulah karka. All those ideas. The shayfer, the tzitzit, it says you have to make tefillin. Tefillin not square. Why aren't tefillin round? It has to be Hashem told Moshe and Sinai all the halachas. This that we have machlekes and later, that's details of what Hashem told Moshe. But what all Torah Shabbat, who ba'atmi ha'tavnis Hashem Hashem Yisbarach Moshe, v'u amalonu v'u nemen b'shlut v'usay, v'hamayim v'mayra yisoy nezat, where do we get, where in the Torah does it say you have to believe in this? Who ma'ashe nemar in our parasha, v'yoyim v'moshe b'zoy steidu, ki Hashem sholachani lasins as a ma'isim eila, ki loy mili bi, it's not from my heart. So the Brisker Rav and the Ar Gedal Yo say, that Kayach was challenging basically two things. He was saying, first of all, you picked who you wanted, nepotism. You picked you yourself, the king, Aaron you picked for Kuna Gedaila, then you picked that other cousin, the Eli Tzofim Ben Uzil, you picked him to be the Nasi, you didn't make it up. And that's he questioned Moshe's level of Nevuah, that's A, and then he was laughing about what tzitzis are. That's doubting Torah Shabbat Peh. The Malbim wants to know, how come in every single instance up until now, the Meraglim, we had the Mesainanim, we had literally the Ego, Moshe Rabbeinu is always davening for the people. Here we don't find it all. Why didn't Moshe daven for the Meraglim, for Bnei Korach? Moshe Rabbeinu is so kind and loves his people. Why? The answer is because Korach was challenging, what is our Torah? That Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't stand for, because we believe that Moshe Rabbeinu, everything we have is Mipei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Once Kayach was challenging what Torah is, there was no room for compassion anymore. So the Brisker Rav says, and again also Ar Gedal Yo, that's exactly the Lashon HaPasuk. When the earth opened up, when Moshe made a prediction that the earth is going to open up, it says, V'im Briya Yiv Hashem Pas Adam Es Pia, you're going to know. First of all, when the nace happens, you're going to know that Hashem sent me to do all these ma'isim. Rashi says to make Aaron a Kayan and to make Eli Tzofen a Nasi. So it sounds like two things. The Brit Kirov, those are the two things. He was challenging Moshe's level of Nevuah by making Eli Tzofen this job and Aaron this job. And the second thing is, nothing of the Torah is from my heart. So this was, Moshe was establishing these two principles of Yud Gimel Ikrim. And Zakhtar Briskarov, that's the pshat, what it means, when they put their head to the floor, they heard the Bluya Kayach, the people that are swallowed by Kayach, saying two things. Moshe Emes, Visayras Emes. Those are the two principles that were emerging from this week's parasha. That not only Moshe was the Avad Avim, but also the Torah that we have today is the exact Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mislimah.
Hiya!
Challenge the Torah, that's the
limit. That's it, that's right.